But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show. The Eagles are going to win this game Sunday. I'm calling it a lock. Hugh is not quite there.
No,
with
you
me.
You can't overlook the Green Bay
Packers. I could do whatever
man.
I want. I'm going to do that.
I could do whatever I mean, want. It's crazy.
I'm a grown up. I could do it. All right, we'll get back to all this. Your phone calls here. 1 hour from now, Ike Reese will join us live in studio for a ruling, an official ruling on Hugh's beard. Does he have to dye it? Create at 1:30. The new head coach of Delaware State. His name is DeSean Jackson. He'll join us to talk about this game and his new program. And we'll end the show today with a big game Dante, the Packer Slayer, with the national anthem, plus guess the takes and picks and all that kind of stuff for Wild Card Weekend. But we got to go out to the guest line right now. Hugh, a guy that you know, a guy that we know here in Philadelphia, a guy that spent most of his career with the Packers, but a couple years here in Philadelphia.
And my spin coach. He was my spin coach at one point.
Yeah, we need to hear more about that, the spin classes. Dorsey Lovins joins us right now. How you doing, Dorsey?
I'm well, man. How y'all doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Dorsey, so I got to ask you right at the gate, man. In a game like this, are you torn between who you want to win?
I want the Packers to win, but if the Eagles win, I can't really lose.
So, Dorsey, what do you think about this Packers team as they come in here? It's interesting. Last year, they made a run, right? They were a 7 seed. They went to Dallas, a 2 seed. It's pretty similar to this. And they upset them, and they almost beat San Francisco and got to the title game. This year, they have a better record. It doesn't feel like they're going into the postseason as hot. What do you think about this Packer team coming in?
I agree with you 100%. You know, they lost the last 2 games. They didn't play well. They're not as hot as they were last year. My confidence level is not very high.
See, listen to Dorsey Lovins.
No, I'm listening to it, but Dorsey.
I'm trying to tell you this all morning.
But Dorsey. No, Dorsey, my whole argument for this game is I didn't say that the Green Bay Packers were going to win the game, but you can never go into the playoffs and overlook anybody because they do, even though they're limping in and they didn't play well down the stretch, they do have enough talent. If you get caught slipping, they can't beat you.
Absolutely, absolutely. But they're going to have to bring their A game. They're going to have to bring the A game because I don't see it happening.
Dorsey, let's talk about your feeling on this Eagles team. It's kind of interesting how their season, you know, played out this way. That they were 2-2 at the bye week, and it looked like this was going the wrong way after the way they collapsed last year. Dorsey, they've lost one time since the end of September. What do you notice when you watch the Eagles?
Saquon Barkley. that's what I noticed, man. He's a different breed, man. I texted Brian Westbrook a couple of days ago, and we were talking about it. And I was like, that backwards jump, that was the illest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, I've never seen, that was like some superhero stuff.
He's been incredible, 2,000 yards. And, Dorsey, what did you make last week of the Eagles' decision to not play him in Week 18? I mean, they prioritize rest. Most teams do. They didn't have anything to play for in terms of the standings. They were going to be the 2 seed regardless. But, man, Dorsey, he was 101 yards away from the all-time rushing record. Did you like the decision? Were you surprised they didn't play him last week?
I like the decision from a team standpoint because the playoffs are more important than any individual records. But I would have liked to have seen him get it, you know, personally.
Well, we all did. I mean, it was a huge topic here last week. We wanted him to play. Obviously, people kind of wrapped their mind around, hey, they're going for the big picture here. Dorsey, let's talk about the NFC as a whole. So the Eagles and Packers this week, you know, one will move on. What do you think about this conference? The Lions are the number one seed, and they've gotten there despite their tons of injuries on the defensive side. Do you view the Lions as the team in the NFC, or do you think they're vulnerable because of those injuries?
I thought they were going to be vulnerable against Minnesota because of those injuries, and that didn't prove to be correct. They're finding a way to get it done. You know, I think Aaron Glenn is doing an outstanding job as defensive coordinator, just getting guys in the right position, you know, to make plays. Because they have 13 guys injured on defense.
At least 13. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're still balling. They're still balling. So, yeah, it's for me, it's Detroit.
Yeah, they've got that bye week, and they'll get rested up here. All right, Dorsey, while we have you, you got to tell us about Hugh Douglas as a teammate. What was Hugh Douglas like as your teammate back in the day?
I thought you were about to say as a client at his spin.
Well, we're going to get there. First, I wanted to ask about a teammate.
He was great, man. He was great. He was he was a funny dude, as I'm sure that you and all your listeners know. He always brought light to, like, practice. I know there are a couple of times. I can't say what he said, but he said some stuff.
I could imagine.
He does that on the air, Dorsey.
I already know what you're talking about.
And it was just like, I think, you know, if anybody else would say some of the things that Hugh had said, it would have been a problem because of Hugh's and Andy Reid's relationship, and that he's just a generally good dude, man. It was always fun. And he could ball. That helps. That helps a lot.
Sure it does. All right, now, he has told, when we talked about bringing you on this week, he told us that he took one of your spin classes.
I took
once.
A few of Dorsey. Remember, we spun outside during COVID.
Yeah, at the Epicenter. I remember that.
Yeah. Dorsey is a hardcore spin teacher now.
So I realized that, and I noticed some of the Instagram stuff. Now, Dorsey, maybe I'm wrong on this. When I look at Hugh, I don't think spin class guy. How was he in class for spin class?
He was good. He was good. You know, I always say it's a judgment-free zone. Do what you can until you can do more. If you got to rest, take a break, towel off. And Hugh took advantage of that.
No, see, Dorsey, keep it clean. This is what, like, Dorsey, I'm gonna go ahead and take the glasses off for him. I'm gonna keep it a bean. Dorsey used to spin at one of the hottest clubs in Atlanta, and because it was him, class was full of women, and I'm talking about the Rainbow Coalition, Joe.
So that's why you showed up,
and I would go and I would get there early. And I would sit in the back, and I would be in the back. Because, listen, but here's the intimidating thing about it. Like, there was a lot of beautiful women in there, but they were about their workout. They wasn't studying me. They wasn't paying no attention to nothing. They were in there getting it in. And Dorsey, the way they would ride, I would try to keep up with them, and I couldn't. Like, they were no joke. The people that were spinning his class, they were no joke. No joke.
Yeah, but you were in the right place in the back because that's where all the motivation is.
Yeah,
because right
I kept going because, man, boy, I tell you, boy, Atlanta different. I don't know. It's different. It's different.
Yeah, and in spin class, if you just focus on, you know, a few things right in front of you.
You can make it through.
On the bike.
Yeah, you make it through.
Yeah.
That's the way he was described it. Yeah, that is the way he has. Dorsey, man, we appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy a fun playoff weekend here. And I guess you win either way. So enjoy the game on Sunday, Dorsey.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, appreciate you, man.
Dorsey Levin's there. He called it a judgment free zone. It's like the opposite of our show.
No,
this
no,
is
man,
a judgment
listen.
Zone.
Because I used
full judgment zone
for 4 hour to spin. My ass was too big for the seat. Number one, and it was just it. Like if anybody's ever spun, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're locked in, and from the time the music starts, you're spinning. You're just going for an hour, and. What you get out of is when you get up, you don't really sit in the seat, and you have to get up and get down and move and pump. Yeah. Man, it ain't no joke. And those women, man, I tell you what, I was intimidated. Like, I went in there as a guy thinking, oh, I'm going to see all these fine women. No, those women, when they worked out, they were about their workout.
No nonsense?
No nonsense.
No nonsense, no Hugh Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. We appreciate Dorsey hopping on. All right, let's get back to the conversation here. Lot to do on the show today as I'm trying to get the gauge of how everyone's feeling out there because the more I think about this game, the more I feel like the Eagles are a lock to win. They are the better team. They're at home, better O-line, better D-line. Their coach, while I think he's a good designer of plays, I don't think he's very good in the games. He never has been since he became the head coach of the Packers. Their quarterback, who I think is really talented, is banged up right now and didn't play great this season. I thought he was good, not great. I don't see the advantages they have. It all adds up to me as this is a lock here for the Philadelphia Eagles.
He's being called an undercover Eagles hater, by the way.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I only try to drop knowledge on this station on every day. And I can't help it if the person that's saying that is a closed-minded individual and can't see the knowledge that I be dropping on this station.
So now you're firing
hot fire.
Now you're firing back.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You got it. You know, after a while, it's only so much turning another cheek you're going to do, Joe. Mm-hmm. Then you got to start, you know, you got to dig in a little bit and defend yourself.
I'm just tired of us being scared of the big, bad boogeyman Packers who have won one impressive win last year, and that was in Dallas. And as we established earlier in the show, was it really that impressive to beat the Cowboys last year?
I mean, everybody would just say, everybody beats the Cowboys. I'm just saying,
it's like a fairy tale. The big bad Packers who can't beat a good team.
I find it amazing that whomever told you that I'm being a little bit whatever they said, that we say that the Eagles are going to win, but the way that they're going to win, they don't agree with my take.
Lock.
And I'm not about to say that.
Well, you should. I mean, think about how much better you'd feel just to call this what it is. It is a lock. 215-592-9494. Hugh, clearly scared of the Packers. I'm not. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Andy, what's up?
Hugh, have you picked the color green for the beard yet?
I won the bet. Andy, what are you talking about? I won.
I mean, this point, you're going to cry for a retrial when you get deemed guilty at 1 o'clock.
I am a stand-up guy. If Ike comes in here and whatever he rules, I would adhere to the rules. As a matter of fact, in the break, because I don't know where Ike's going to go with this, because, you know, Ike's all about good radio.
Yep.
So in the break, I started looking for somebody gave me a hint on some temporary diet that I could diet every day.
This seems to be a surprise.
What are you talking about?
Are you going to try and go out there and figure out what Ike's ruling is before he comes in?
I'm not going to even talk to Ike. No, what I'm saying is this.
You're not allowed to talk to the judge.
This is
going to be a mistrial.
I'm shooting for the win, but I'm ready to take the L. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I will take it, and I won't complain, and I'll let everybody laugh and ridicule me and all that other good stuff. I mean, I'm just prepared for whatever happens.
Okay.
You want to talk about a lock. The lock is your beard's going to be green Monday. Ike's ruling against you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Andy, I would lean that way too. I don't know if it's as much of a lock as the Eagles winning on Sunday, but it's a pretty big lock. All right, so what are you thinking, Andy? This a lock, or are you in the camp you here?
I've sprouted a leaf or two, but I can't go lock because I know nothing we say or think affects the team. I know where Hugh's coming from in that sense as a player. They're locked in, but. All you're doing is setting yourself up for heartbreak if you're thinking lock going in.
Well, I guess. I mean, it's going to hurt either way, right? If the Eagles lose and we're talking about a season-ending loss on Monday, whatever I say now and feel now, it's going to hurt either way. I don't see the area they have the advantage. We have home field. We have the better O-line, better D-line. Both quarterbacks are kind of question marks right now, so I'm not fretting over the Hurts thing because Love's elbow's banged up too. So I can't find where they're better.
I think they're going to win, but you know that it doesn't matter who's better all the time. But either way, I think they're going to win. I can't wait for the game. I'm so excited. But, I don't like throwing the word lock around.
I got you. All right. So, Andy, we preached the phone call. So basically, Kyle, what we're hearing today is any given Sunday. I mean, that's the also.
Which I've never said before about any game.
Never, you have. Also, you know. For a city that gets upset whenever I criticize or anyone does the head coach and the quarterback, you would think that better roster, head coach and quarterback, everyone would feel. I don't understand why anyone has trepidation
about making a lock.
Yeah,
because I would say bringing it a little closer to home.
Mm-hmm.
Going into that game last night, who would you say, even though there was some money coming in on Notre Dame, who would you say was the better team athletically?
Probably Penn State, but it was a toss-up. It was a one-and-a-half point.
And I know that might be a little bit of a stretch, not using that as an analogy, but still. Penn State looked like they were the better team for most of that game.
Well, they probably have more like high-end all NFL players. Like
what's the number 11?
Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
He might be the first pick in the draft.
Yeah,
that kid's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So it's one of those things where not all the time the best team on the field wins. And you have to remember that. As a former player, as when you're watching games, I understand where everybody's coming from because even Dorsey said it. He's rooting for the Green Bay Packers, but he can't see with everything that they have going on them beating the Eagles. And there have been times where teams that you look at and you can't see them winning, they figure out a way to win. And the formula is basically what Notre Dame did last night. Keep it close. Win it in the fourth quarter. Win it on the last play of the game. Same thing that the Atlanta Falcons did.
Yeah.
If you could slow the talent down that we have, or if you could kind of throw the timing off a little bit and just keep the game close and then go to win it in the fourth quarter, that's what you guard from. You guard from because 22 apiece, both teams, We are more talented. No question about that.
So cementing that, so Hugh, the Associated Press All-Pro teams have just been put out there. I think a couple days ago we told you about the NFLPA All-Pro teams, but the ones that, like, when a player retires and you talk about, like, their Hall of Fame chances, right?
Yeah.
This is the All-Pro team that people talk about, the Associated Press All-Pro team. All right, the All-Pro team is out. You want to a little glance at the talent discrepancy between these teams? Six All-Pro first, second team players on the Eagles. The Packers have one. So here's the All-Pro team, first team. The Eagles have two first team All-Pros. Can you guess them?
Two All-Pros?
All first team All-Pro.
Oh, Zach Bond.
Zach Bond.
And Saquon.
And Saquon Barkley. The Eagles have four second team All-Pros. Can you guess those? Four guys made second team All-Pro. Who do you got?
Lane. Jordan.
You got it. Two more. One offense, one defense.
Jalen Carter.
And a guy that's great, although his numbers probably weren't as great as normal this year, offense.
Wait a minute. Schmitty?
AJ,
gotcha.
So six players between first and second team All-Pro. First team, Bond, and obviously Barkley. Second team All-Pro, AJ, Mailata, Lane, and Jalen Carter. The Packers had one player make an All-Pro team. That's Xavier McKinney, their safety, who led the NFL in interceptions with eight. He's a first-team All-Pro. So, Kyle, I got six first- and second-team All-Pros here. They've got one over there.
Yeah.
Better team.
I mean, and we don't even need that to know that the Eagles are a much better team top to bottom than Green Bay. Yep. I mean, they're more battle-tested, they have a better record, and they're just flat-out more talented across the board.
They're going to blow them out. Fabian's up. What's up, Fabian?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Hugh, I was a fan back in the day. Still remember when the Eagles traded for you. It was a good
thank
day.
You, brother. Appreciate you.
I just want to give I'm not a big guarantee guy, but I am confident heading into this game. One of the reasons I'm confident is Vic Fangio tends to start out the season a little slow. And in this game in particular, we gave up a ton of explosive plays on offense to Green Bay Packers that we just don't give up anymore. There was a 70-yard touchdown where no one ran with the deep over on cover three zone. There was a 26-yard completion where no one ran, again, with the deep over in cover three zone. There was a 29-yard completion where no one ran with a fake under route. It's something we struggled with the first several weeks of the season. There was a 33-yard end-around touchdown to Jaden Reed where they did this dumb slant that they never do anymore, and the only guy on the edge was little Avante Maddox to try and stop the play. They had a 22-yard run with Josh Jacobs late in the game with Tristan McCollum in at safety where they do this goofy thing where McCollum flies down and Nakomi Dean comes out of the box that hopefully they won't be doing in this game because McCollum will be on the sidelines. And there was a 32-yard run to Josh Jacobs with zero linebackers in the box, which is another dumb thing they tend not to do anymore. So I have a feeling that instead of six or seven big explosive plays, there might be one, two tops, and we're going to win the game.
Fabian, I agree with the way you framed it. I mean, the Eagles just play way differently and look way different than week one. I mean, the Packers had explosive plays all game. There were a couple of those where it was like Jaden Reed was wide open and you couldn't even find a defender in the screen. And you mentioned Avante there. That might be the biggest difference. Cooper DeJean in and Avante, because the Packers were picking on Avante that night, Fabian.
They did pick on Avante in a couple different ways where DeJean would win, where Avante did not.
Yep.
However, just overall, defensively, they had busts back then that they just don't have now. They're just a smarter defense, top to bottom. They kept gradually getting better. The coordinator got better with the players, and the players got better in the scheme.
They did. Look, they're a better football team. And I think and Fabian, we appreciate it. I think the Packers defense is better than it was then, too.
Yeah.
But that Packers offense, I don't know. I don't
keep
fear
the game
it.
Close. No, I don't fear it either. But if you keep the game close and if we're not playing to our standard, if we get off to a slow start, that's their only hope, is to slow this thing down as much as they possibly can.
Yeah, there's a chance. I mean, there's a real chance that happens. The Eagles are not a fast starting team anyway, and we have Jalen, you know, barely throwing the football for 4 weeks. I get that. I get all that. But by the end, the Eagles are going to run away from them and take this football game. Do we have an update here from Nick Sirianni on the quarterback, and how about the wide receiver?
Yeah, so he's talking right now, but he did say that Jalen Hurts has officially cleared the protocol.
All right.
So he's going to play.
Jalen's in, Hugh.
And he was asked again about A.J. Brown, the knee, no practice yesterday. Sirianni doubles down, says it's rest. Long season. We just wanted to give him the day.
Yeah, well, I don't buy that.
No,
I mean, that's baloney.
Especially if he left the practice the day before, 10 minutes into it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously his knee is bothering him.
It sounds like, obviously he's going to play, but they're managing this thing.
Of course,
and it's something
are.
To keep an eye on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Hugh, I don't anticipate he's not going to play. I think word would have come out by now, and they keep saying he's going to play. Here's my question on AJ. How does he look, right? And we'll probably find out early. Is he running like normal, or is this not the normal?
I think he'll be fine, man. I think that, you know, they're better living through chemistry when it comes to stuff like that. He'll be fine.
So, like, you think they're going to shoot him up with something? With some painkillers?
It all depends on how bad it is, you know? It all depends on how bad it is. It's one of those things where, you know, it's his pain tolerance.
Yeah.
You know, and if it feels like if they gave him the rest that he needed, that they feel like it's something that's not going to hinder him on Sunday. Mm. They just need a couple days just to get him right. So, yeah, I think he'll be fine.
Let's talk to Mr. Surehands, who has some words
for Hands.
You. What's up, Mr. Surehands?
My brothers.
How we doing?
Joe, Kyle. Scary Larry Douglas.
That's right.
Scary Larry. That's funny.
Talk to him.
So listen, the only thing sputtering around here is Hugh Douglas's sports pick. I don't care if we bypass two gloves and Tanner and put Sirianni in as the quarterback. We'll run the wing T and stomp all over these cheeseheads.
You hear that?
Understand.
I'm listening.
That.
Okay.
Still don't change the way I feel.
Yeah, I mean, it's all the names. All the, you need call to go me, get a dog.
Call me names, Mr. Hands. Call me names. But it's still the fact remains that you can never overlook your opponent.
No, never look your opponent. Overlook your opponent. Look them right in the eye and punch them in the face.
Oh, we I like that. I like week. That, Hugh. Get on board.
Every week we choose violence. I'm glad you got a new house. Because you got room to go get a dog, Mr. Scared Man.
You know what's funny? My son wanted a dog. I'm not getting a dog, Mr. Hammond.
Well, I think you need one.
Get one, a big one. Don't get one of them little ones, because that's what you sound like, a puppy.
Mr. Hands, all I'm saying is this, man. You can't overlook anybody. That's all I'm saying, Mr. Hands. That's it.
I agree with you. And all I'm saying is I highly demand that WIP puts you under concussion protocol.
What
because
I do?
There's no way, that as scary as you be sounding, mm-hmm. that you the beast that I used to watch. Because as the last caller said, Hugh Douglas, I used to be a fan of yours.
Oh.
Wait a minute. I don't understand how, because I give this
good call,
fire,
Mr. Hands.
Great analysis on a day-to-day basis that people don't agree with, then all of a sudden it turns into personal attacks. I don't understand. Every Friday, I give you my honest opinion about how I think the game's going to go. And then all of a sudden, it's questioning my manhood, yep. my scariness, every Friday.
Dude, if
this is my normal Friday.
If you don't think the Eagles are a lock,
then
you
I'm
suck.
Scared. Then
I
I'm
hate
scary.
You. You hate the Eagles.
I'm plant-based. Oh, yeah. Then I got people threatening me, talking about just shut up and dye your beard. Like, what's the
why don't you take a few minutes, get yourself right, and come back and declare this a lock. 2-1.